Facebook and Google are set to pay for news. Donald Trump has banned TikTok. What a world we live in. Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy. G'day, Richard.
Hi, Paul. You've had a big day, Paul, haven't you?
Huge.
Especially with Sean when you rang up before. Does Sean want to go over to Victoria and volunteer in an aged care home?
Actually, Sean, I'll take his call if he rings up and says yes. Because to me, that's just... And the feedback, that it's been no wonder Telstra's down, because I've had so many texts and so many emails. You know, an incredible argument, really. I don't understand it. What would be an anti-vaxxer's response, or what would be a conspiracy theory's response to this pained-looking premier reporting? They've got more deaths, they've got more trouble, they're in a state of disaster, Richard.
Yeah, but it's the media that's making it up, according to Sean.
Wow, and I'm just... I copped an email last night that called me a monster for actually pushing the government's agenda with this. Like, it's just... it's an amazing thing. Just quickly, before we go to what you're saying, Richard, I just want to cover news just coming in. More information on the new coronavirus case in South Australia. The woman is a mature-age student at an adult learning college in Adelaide. Professor Spurrier says there is a chance of community transmission. So... expect more on that. That's such a shame. Let's just talk. Let's just change the subject for a bit.
Let's talk something cheery, Paul.
Well, yeah. Let's go. Let's go. Facebook and Google too, because I'm not a fan of Facebook, and I'm glad to see that they're going to have to pay their way. What's this about?
So the ACCC have come up with a plan to try and make Facebook and Google pay for content from news sources, like let's say like your Channel 9s, your Channel 7s, 5AA, so Facebook and Google will, according to the ACCC, and I'll get to this in a second, will ultimately, they're going to try and make Facebook and Google pay you to go along and put content on their platform.
Okay. Well, now, okay, right, got it. All right, so for example, in 5AA's case, if Google will say, hey, 5AA, we want to give you a certain amount of money so we can put your stories on. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's right. So which means that when it appears on Facebook, it appears on Google, people go and click through to go along and see the story on there. I don't agree with it at all. I think that,
you don't? Why?
Well, I think it's going to ultimately hurt and not help publishers. If they can't come to some agreement, they're going to go to mediation. I would say, you know, Facebook and Google are how media organisations get their traffic. And that organisation, whether likes it or not, will suddenly, you know, if they stop paying... You know, if they say, you know, we're not paying and we won't give you any traffic on there, so traffic starts to drop. Yeah.
Well now, Richard, just sorry, mate, but on that, you know that the Premier of Victoria just then, what we heard was via the Channel 7 Facebook page, so that would apply to that.
That's exactly right.
Okay, got it. All right.
Yeah, for that. So, you know, and this isn't just my opinion. It's actually historical on there. Spain told Google to pay publishers back in 2012. Google just shut Google News down in Spain altogether.
Oh, really?
Gone.
Wow,
they can afford to do it. God. You know, it's like, you know, for it as well. And Facebook have gone along and, you know, they had a $100 million fund to help support journalism during the COVID-19 crisis. $5 million in Australia were donated to help news platforms monetize audiences via Facebook. Are they going to return all that money? No, I don't think so. So we've got to understand, media outlets are in the business of selling advertising, and they need all the people watching their content that they can get. So what they need to do, this is my opinion, and I'm going to say a few opinions out there agree with me on this, media outlets need to focus on innovation to monetize that so that journalists can provide the vital service Australia loves. I love journalists, you know, for it as well. But, you know, going along and saying, you know what, our revenues are coming down, and this is all it is, our revenues are coming down, where can we get some more money from it?
Sure.
I know. The ACCC come up with the idea to go to Facebook and Google for this. Now, Facebook and Google are the best digital marketing systems out there. And a lot of publishers, as we can see on Facebook and Google, are really addicted to that drug. Everything they put up always comes down it. But you know, the truth here is your digital strategy that all of these organisations have got should be strong enough to survive without Facebook and Google. Let's be honest, it isn't. So, which means they've got far bigger issues to worry about when it comes to this, Paul.
Yeah, okay, so there are some major problems on the way then. So when is this being enforced?
They're looking at it, well, they're starting to look at it now for it to be coming in. So I think that they're going to have hearings over this. Don't think I'll get invited to the hearings. Not with my views on this. You know, and I hope, you know, the organisation, Facebook and Google, will fight this to the end. They really will, because they've got the money behind them to go along and do it. Now, well, you know,
when they lose advertisers, though, if they don't have news content, surely people will.
No, it would be a very, very small proportion.
Okay. All right.
They've just had a 30-day ban on some advertising in the States, and it made a slight dent.
Okay, so it's not much in the realms of what they've got in the bank. Yeah.
No, it's not. Yeah, I mean, you know, we look at last year, I'm just trying to pull it up now, 2018, Facebook made $40 billion in ad revenue.
Wow.
Right. Then 2018, $55 billion, 2019, $70 billion.
That's just ridiculous figures. Ridiculous.
They are. And you know, we're going to say the Australian government, the ACCC, would look at this and say, hey, this is a good idea to help us prop up these platforms on here as well, because traditional TV and, you know, is struggling at the moment. You know, the light of Netflix and all the other things on there. And, you know, we've got to be honest here, you know, the platforms need, you know, I'd say the media outlets need Facebook and Google to drive people through. We've got the breakfast show with Facebook Live on there as well, where we can go along. And it's a way to go along and get people to watch, which generates advertising revenue, because people go along, you know, for that and say, I want to be advertising on the 5AA breakfast show. If you're a business out there, you should be doing it.
Damn right you should. We can... We'd be happy to talk to you. Hey, Trump, just quickly, Richard, because we have a few things coming in. I do appreciate your time, though. I'm talking to Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy. Trump, a big fan of Twitter, not so TikTok.
Exactly right, and it's the Chinese influence here, Paul. Doesn't like Huawei, and you know we've had the problems with Huawei. Never seen the smoking gun from Huawei yet.
No,
you know, well, they're saying it's a security risk.
Is Huawei a bit like they've got weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East? It's a bit like that.
If Huawei put the 5G network up there, you know, they'll be able to spy and do all of this. We've got technology people that can go along and tell us if this ever happened.
Yeah.
This is all about trade. The face, I don't particularly, let's go back to TikTok. I don't particularly like TikTok. I think if you're a parent out there, you should be very aware of what gets put up on TikTok. Some of it is dangerous out there, especially for kids. If you've got kids, talk to your kids about TikTok. But what the problem, I think, with TikTok is facial scanning. China are the leaders in the world on facial recognition. And one of the ways you search for people on TikTok is through their faces. So you can come along, if you put up a post, Paul, they can scan your face in and go, show me everything this face does. So if you've got kids or anything sitting in the background, little kids, they can scan all their faces in and see if they're on TikTok.
I can imagine, but what reasons are there for China to want to do that?
It promotes the facial recognition part and lets them fine-tune it, but it's also about the information that they can gather. And we remember that part of the thing that the Chinese government has, there was a law in China, says that any China-based company must hand over any intellectual property back to the Chinese government when asked.
Uh-huh. Got it. Yeah, okay then. All right, so Trump has banned it. So that means that it cannot run in America anymore?
He might say, but he can't ban it. It's a bit like when we said we're going to ban pirate sites in Australia. There are ways to get around it.
Okay. All right, so Trump's making noise, but it won't be banned.
No, I don't think it'll be banned.
Gotcha.
I'm not for banning things. Things are being tightened up sometimes, but not banning them. I think banning takes us back to the 1930s. I don't like that.
Richard, just quickly, and this is a question without notice, but are you around this hacking of Telstra? You heard about this?
It was a denial of service one, and the easiest way to describe it is if you can imagine Michaela at the moment.
Yeah.
and she's out there answering phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is that we can only take so many phone calls here at 5AA.
Yeah.
But what happens is that she's now getting 50,000 phone calls at once. It never stops on there as well, and that's what Telstra basically suffered from today. So it's overloaded the network.
Okay. All right. All right, then. So, and where'd that come from?
Well, you'd probably say it comes from probably our friends up north.
We're talking offshore, right?
Yeah. Probably from TikTok.
Right, yeah.
The country where TikTok is probably in trouble.
Touch the nose twice? No, yeah. Not at all. All right, then. Well, maybe Donald Trump is right. Thank you so much, Richard. I'm sorry that we have to move on. It's going to be like trying to shoehorn everything into the next 35 minutes, mate.
It's a great show today, Paul. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Adelaide tech guy Richard Pascoe. You can hear him plenty on 5AA. Go to his website. Look up Adelaide tech guy. We need to go to a break. I have so much